Why do we fast? This is the first question. Why do we fast? Some people, when they try to explain the reason why they fast, they give dunya reasons. They say the reason why we fast is because it teaches a person self-discipline. The reason why we fast is because it teaches a person time management. The reason why we fast is because it promotes social justice or it's good for your health and all of these other reasons. However, these are not the reasons why we fast. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us why we fast in two words. In two words, Allah described why we fast. He said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may develop at-taqwa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of iman, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been prescribed upon you, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, just as it was prescribed on those who came before you. Why? La'allakum tattaqun, so you may develop at-taqwa. This word at-taqwa, it doesn't have an English translation. Most people, when they translate at-taqwa, they say khawf, fear. And this isn't the translation of at-taqwa. This is a deficient translation. So the word at-taqwa, it has many meanings. The word at-taqwa, it means piety. It means righteousness. It means loving Allah. It means fearing Allah. At-taqwa means feeling close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah, respecting His laws, knowing halal, knowing haram, making dhikr. All of this is at-taqwa. So when Allah said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, fasting was legislated so you may develop at-taqwa, meaning all of these meanings. So if somebody asks you, why do you fast? You say that I fast shukran lillah, to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you fast? Hubban lillah, because I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is my Lord, Allah is my Creator, Allah is my Raziq, Allah is my guide, Allah is my protector. I love Allah and therefore I fast. Why do you fast? Khawfan min Allah, because I fear Allah. Allah obligated upon me fasting. If I don't fast, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you fast? Ta'atan li amrihi, because I want to obey His command. And Allah made it wajib upon me. Why do you fast? Tam'an li maghfiratihi, because I hope for the forgiveness of Allah. Wa raghbatan fi thawabihi, I fast because I desire the reward which is with Allah. Why do you fast? طَلَبًا لِلْجَنَّةِ, because I want Jannah. Why do you fast? Because I'm scared of the fire. These are the reasons why we fast. The other things, like it's good for your health, and it teaches you time management, and it promotes social justice, and we care about the poor, these are secondary benefits. We don't fast for these benefits. These benefits, maybe a fasting person will attain. Maybe a fasting person will not attain. So a person fasts, and we know fasting is good for the health. But how many people ever lose weight when they're fasting? Not many people. You may fast and you never develop time management. You may fast and you don't feel empathy for the poor. This doesn't mean your fasting is invalid, because this isn't the primary objective behind fasting. Why do I emphasize this? Because nowadays there's a big problem among some people that when they try to explain ibadah, they explain ibadah using dunya reasons. So for example, same thing, why do you pray? Because in the prayer it teaches us time management. Why do you pray? Because praying is a form of stretching and yoga and meditating and many, many other different things. Why do you give zakah? Because zakah, it promotes social justice. All of this is a mistake. We don't do our ibadat for these reasons. We do our ibadat for the akhirah. These other things are secondary benefits. Maybe you will attain and maybe you will not attain. And the danger in explaining ibadah using these dunya benefits is that a person might say that if fasting and if salah is to teach time management and social justice and care for the poor and empathy for the poor, he said, well, I'm doing that anyway. I go to a food bank. So why do I need to pray? Why do I need to give zakah? I take part in the activities in the church. I have a social club that I'm a part of. So therefore, I don't need to do ibadah because I'm gaining these benefits elsewhere. And this is why we have to always attach our ibadah to the akhirah. The reason why we do our ibadah is because Allah ordered us. Not because of anything else. Because Allah will forgive our sins if we fulfill these ibadat. Because if we don't do these ibadat, maybe Allah will punish us. This is why we do our ibadat. This is the primary objective. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The other things are secondary benefits and wisdoms that maybe a person attains and maybe a person does not attain. So this is the first most important thing when it comes to ibadah. You have to know why you are worshipping Allah. And what is the real objective behind fasting?